Hey guys, well, I am in my car and I'm actually at an event that I'm going to be broadcasting live from today for our TAM Talks. But I wanted to give you an overview before we go outside. Media is here, small business owners are here. And just really interesting, I've done a lot of research on small businesses the last few weeks because of what's happening right now. So many people have lost their jobs. So many people have been furloughed. So we're going to take some time today and talk about small businesses. I want to read some statistics that you may not be aware of. The National Small Business Week was actually May 3rd through 9th. It was postponed because of COVID-19. So many businesses are being literally just squelched and killed because of our economy right now and because of this mandatory quarantine. And I thought this was interesting. For more than 50 years, the President of the United States has issued a proclamation announcing National Small Business Week, which recognizes the critical contributions of America's entrepreneurs and small business owners. Now listen, more than half of America is either owned by or works for a small business. They create 2 out of every 3 new jobs in America. Small businesses with fewer than 20 employees make up 89% of the business enterprise in America. And listen to this, 23 million businesses in the United States actually have no employees. They're people like you and I who just started a business, and they are the backbone of America. Now, why does this matter? Because small businesses are the backbone of America. And we have to get our businesses opened up again. We have been quarantined, and for good reason. It's a pandemic. We don't know about COVID-19. We don't know about this coronavirus. I understand. But we're going on week 9. And some states are literally saying we're going to be in quarantine for another 3 months. Our economy can't handle it. We cannot take another 3 months of small businesses being quarantined. And I'm going to give you guys some scripture. We're going to talk, we're going to pray, and then I'm going to let you see. We're going to go live, and I'm going to let you see what's happening here. I'm at the Phil Liberatore CPA offices. We love Phil. I'm going to do a shout out. If you need help with your taxes, he's the guy to do it. But I'm telling you right now, I appreciate media will be here shortly. Pastor Phil is going to be opening in prayer, and we're going to be sharing with you how to begin to pray for these small businesses. Now, let me give you some scriptures, because with the TAM Talks, just honest and real conversation, we always want to have a biblical basis for what we say. In Genesis 1:27, God said, "Let us make man in our image." In the image of God, he created them, male and female. We were made in the image of a creative God. He made us to be creative. And America is built on creativity. We have the freedom of expression. We have so many amendment rights. And part of that is just to start a business. Many of you have been a part of Women of Influence. And as a business owner and as an entrepreneur, I believe in the freedom of enterprise and the freedom to start businesses. And I've encouraged you to start businesses. But right now in this quarantine, we are in lockdown. We can't go to our businesses. It's not right. We can't express ourselves with our businesses. So we have to do something now about this freedom of expression and this freedom of business. The Bible also tells us, listen to this verse in Exodus 35:35. He filled them with skill. God filled them with skill to do all kinds of work as engravers and designers and embroiderers, and with blue and purple and scarlet yarn, as weavers, all of them skilled workers and designers. God gave us creativity to design and start businesses. In Proverbs 22:29, the Bible says, "Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before low-ranking men." So God's given us the desire to do something and to be creative. We've already said this, small businesses are the backbone of America. God's given us the ability to dream and to create. So we have to do something. Listen, why am I doing a TAM talk on this? Because honestly, you guys, we have to listen to me. We have to express our rights to get back to work. Now, This may be a little controversial, but I just want to say it. I understand a lot of people have been furloughed. And you know, we all, let me just say this, let me start with this, because, you know, on Friday, March 27th, the president signed into law the CARES Act, which contained $376 billion in relief for small businesses. So a lot of people now are getting checks. The government is paying you because you can't work. Your companies have shut down and closed down, so you can't work. But here's my question to you. If you're receiving a check from the government, then let me ask you, what are you doing? I understand you have the trauma. I understand that you are, you know, you're broken right now, but if you're getting something, can you give something? So to all of the people that are out there right now waiting to go back to work and you are receiving some type of compensation from our government, can I encourage you to continue to be the hands and the feet that have built this country? Can I ask you to help by volunteering? If you have time on your hands and you are home waiting to go back to work, could you offer your assistance, whether it be through what we're doing at Influence Church with our empowerment program and our distribution center? Can you make phone calls? Be the hands and feet of companies that need help right now. So don't just receive a check from our government and compensation while we're waiting to get back to work. Do something. That's what America was built on. It was built on people to be creative and to do something. Innovation and job creation are the foundation of a healthy economy. Listen, goods, services, and technology produced by U.S. small businesses make up the world's third largest economy, only to be ahead of us by the whole economy of America and Japan. So listen, if you are waiting right now and receiving a check, let's do something with it. Be creative with a job, with an idea, with hands and with feet. Small companies represent 99% of all U.S. businesses and employ more than half of America workforce. Listen, we got it. I'm going to be honest. I had to wake up. We own a small business. We have, as a nonprofit organization, Pastor Phil and I started Influence Church, and that is a small business. I own a small business. A Total Life company is my own small business that I do Total Life coaching with. Many of you own those businesses, and we have to wait right now. We have to wait. But in the wait, what are you doing? Don't rest. Don't. We've said this on Sunday. Don't waste your wait. You need to be doing something with your wait. Let me give you some more statistics because I think they're interesting. Small businesses create 75% of new jobs in the economy of America. Small businesses pay more than 44% of the nation's private payroll. Listen, you and I as small business owners pay more than 44% of the nation's private payroll. So we're paying for government in a lot of ways, guys, for their payroll. So we have to get back to work. We have to do something about this. Entrepreneurs are resourceful. According to the SBA, 70% of U.S. businesses started with less than 20% in capital. So you and I who have started small businesses, we started as entrepreneurs with an idea and with a passion. We started with less than $20,000 in capital, and we are the backbone. We are the businesses. We are the resources. We are the industry of America. How do we make America great again? We get businesses back to work. So what we're going to do is we're going to spend some time, and what I want to do is let you see this live time we have here with small businesses that are coming together to pray. You know that we are people of prayer. You know that we are people of faith. I want our TAM Talk today to be live here at this Phil Liberatore office. And we are in La Habra right here, or La Mirada, or one of these places. And we're going to go live. But I wanted you to know some of these statistics. I wanted you to know that small businesses are important. And I'm going to give you a few more statistics just because I think it's important. Right here, since 1995, small businesses have been responsible for creating two out of every three new jobs in our country. Small businesses, 2 out of every 3 of the small businesses were responsible for creating new jobs. So guys, I've got lots of statistics here, and here's the thing that hit me. Over 100,000 small businesses have closed because of COVID-19. 100,000 small businesses have closed because of COVID-19. And guys, we have to do something. Listen, it says 43% of those small businesses say that they will have to permanently close if they don't get some kind of help or reopen. So I just wanted to give you a little information, some statistics, why I'm here, where I am, and we're gonna go live right now. I want you to see what's happening here. We're praying, we're believing God. Listen, now here's what I want you to do. Yes, pray. Yes, seek God. But get some guts, get bold. How can you get back to work? Think creatively. And guys, we're gonna have to do something. We've still said, yes, it's pandemic. Yes, it's real. But our hands are crippled right now. We are being forced to do things that I don't even know if they're right. And I think we've gotta get back to work. So again, Tam Talks is just honest conversation with you. If you have ideas, you wanna reach out to me, you want to get some things started, I'm in agreement with you. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a go-getter. I believe we've got to do something. There's 2 sides of the coin. There's being smart and there's being bold. There's being smart and there's being bold. And we've got to do something to get back to work. So love you guys so much. I want you to enjoy this time right now watching the prayers. Stay with me. Pray with me. We're going live here at Phil Liberatore. Small businesses gathered together from LA, Orange County, and Riverside County in California, praying for small businesses to reopen. I love you guys so much, and enjoy our time together. Bye-bye.